Welcome to the Three Count Podcast, and today we have a huge show for you, two-parter. And you might be thinking to yourself, what's up with that? Well, the first part of today's show, we're going to take you through all the news, and we're going to preview Clash at the Castle. The second part, we're going to preview All Out. We're going to have everyone's favorite segment, the Three Count Draft. Today, we're going to draft the best coming from the UK and Ireland. So that'll be a fun one. I am your host, Dylan Chambers, and representing the Broken Hill Combat Club, I'm joined by my co-host, Ben Hobden. Benny, welcome back to the show. We've had a few weeks off.
We have had a few weeks off, Dylan. I'm glad to be back. Glad to see your face on the screen, mate. And big show.
Get ready for it, people. Now, make sure you follow us on the socials at 3CountPod on Twitter and Facebook, at 3CountPodcast on Instagram. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button or that follow button on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That really helps us out, lets us know who's watching and who to target and that kind of thing. So make sure you hit those follow buttons if you enjoy watching the show, because obviously we do it for free. It's a labor of love, but that would really help us out. Now, Benny, it's time to get to the news. Let's start with WWE. Triple had a few H. returns since we last spoke.
What is he's just gone crazy, hasn't he?
Like, he has.
Just bringing his NXT, everyone back. Everyone.
Johnny Gargano making a big return. That was obviously big stuff. He's going to feud with his old stablemate from the way. Austin Theory.
Everyone's got their names back as well. It's not only people coming back. Matt Riddle's back.
This is the biggest news. First names are back.
First names are back, baby. Thank
goodness. All right.
I love that when you see Riddle's name, it was just like Matt Riddle. I was like, oh, he's back. Here we go.
It was so jarring to see that on the screen, like, yeah. Matt Riddle. Oh.
What's going on there?
Here we go.
Dexter.
Dexter Loomis returned to kidnap The Miz. You know, he's been kind of being a thorn in The Miz's side at the moment.
Just looming in the shadows to start off and...
Being a mega creep, and he made a quick return to NXT to have a bit of a parting moment with our Aussie girl, Indy Hartwell.
Yeah, it was nice to see. Good old Indy.
It was.
Speaking of going back, though, as well, we've had quite a few people down on NXT last show. So
we have. Interesting
as well.
There is a lot of news coming out of NXT. We might as well get into it.
Yeah.
NXT Europe happening in 2023.
Yeah, well, UK gone, so Europe.
Yep, they've released a couple of NXT UK stars. It's most likely going to be led by Shawn Michaels. And because NXT UK is getting the cut, we've got a pay-per-view coming up, NXT Worlds Collide, where they're going to combine a whole bunch of the championships.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And obviously, we had Ricochet going down there as well, and he's going to go for the North American title. And it's weird, but I like it.
We've got Nikki A.S.H. and Doudrop. They're going to take on Caden Carter and Katana Chance for the women's tag titles. You know, William Regal's son is getting his shot on NXT.
That's good.
Charlie Dempsey.
Is that who they're right? I heard he was there, but I didn't know that was him. So there you go.
Yeah. So we'll also have, the NXT and NXT UK world titles will be combined when Bron Breakker takes on Tyler Bate. Got a triple threat for the women's titles, fatal four-way for the men's tag titles. It's all happening in NXT. But we've also got some potential call-ups.
Yeah, well, are we talking bloodline areas or are we talking...
It could be bloodline areas. We're talking Legado del Fantasma.
Oh, yeah, Fantasma, yeah.
Obviously, they kind of, you know, exited
out, yeah.
Left for NXT. So you can only imagine they'll be on programming pretty soon. Rumors are Indy Hartwell, who we just mentioned, maybe making her way up. And yes, Bloodlines, Solo Sikoa.
Yes, Solo. Well, that'll be interesting to see how they run that one. And Indy, I don't know where she'll fit into the women's, because obviously we've already had quite a few women come up recently. So it'll be interesting to see where they slot her in.
Just put her on whatever show Dexter's on and we can keep just Index.
Let it happen again.
Keep Index rolling. Now, there's been a bit more news in WWE. Obviously, we had Aaliyah and Raquel Gonzalez. They won the women's titles. Sasha and Naomi, nowhere to be seen yet.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen. Like, I thought someone was going to get injured. Well, obviously, we had the injury. And then that was the perfect opportunity for them to come in. But
according to Meltzer, they're returning any week now. So it'll be interesting to see.
They should have just brought them back for the finals and let them win the titles in my eyes. But
well, it seemed odd to me that the finals were going to be on Raw. It just kind of felt like, okay, well then Sasha and Naomi will come back there. You got a pay-per-view match. We will see. I think there's still room on that Clash at the Castle card. So,
well, yeah, I was just looking. There's only six matches, so anything can happen. You could squeeze a couple more in.
Anything can happen. Speaking of the women's division, possible stable name for Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky, Damage Control. Both Bayley and Kai have used it in their social posts. WWE has trademarked it, so there we go.
I don't really, Doesn't do anything for me.
Here's one I want your take on, Benny. Triple H rumored to be working on new title belt designs for all titles.
I don't mind it. But every single one going to change though? I reckon he can't change all of them.
I would think not. Do you think?
The IC title can change. I'm happy for that.
That's a terrible looking title.
It's the worst looking title belt.
Do you think he goes back to some of the more classic looks? Because like I did Eagle see
and like the big old WCW title belt or something like that.
Because quite a while ago, I know Cody was mentioning he liked the old titles, and then he kind of hinted that maybe that look might make a return. There's talks happening, so maybe back to the future for Triple H.
I'm all for it. Bring back that big gold belt or something like that.
The big gold. The World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, Triple H wore that quite a bit, you know what I mean? So, I mean, he would like that belt quite a little bit, I think.
I love that Attitude Era world title. That's my jam. speaking of Triple H changing things, Road Dogg has been rehired in an executive position.
DX just taken over. They said they would, and look what they've
DX.
Done.
Billy Gunn, what are you doing over at AEW? There's an executive job for you.
Well, Sean Waltman will be there soon as well, or what?
Oh, no doubt. Now, Fightful Sean Ross Sapp has reported that some higher-ups in WWE are interested in bringing back Braun Strowman.
Yes, it's funny you should mention that. His name was written down on my pieces of paper here. He's obviously running his own, Know Your Narrative or whatever it is. And it'd be good to see him back. He's been keeping fit and stuff like that. And like he can either be a monster heel or a massive baby as well. So, I mean, it'll be good for the company, I think.
Absolutely. Just get rid of Omos and put Strowman back into that monster.
Why did you have to mention him?
That's the only mention this pod, I promise. Now, before reports came out about this, I was on Sportsbet and I saw Tyson Fury appearing at Clash at the Castle, $1.38.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that is not much. Now reports have come out that he will most likely be there, not in any form of
just the host or something like that,
of being in a match or anything, but he will be there. So $1.38, get on it. Still,
it would make sense.
Yeah. So that's almost it for WWE. I will toot my own horn here for a moment.
So you should.
I spoke to Zion Quinn for KO last week. Lovely bloke. Now, a lot of us know him as Daniel Vito. I couldn't get Zion Quinn into my head, right? I'm struggling with it. I met the guy, and now, for me, he's Zion. He answered to Zion. He said, everyone calls me Zion. When someone says Daniel, I don't recognize it. Used to call me Vito. I don't recognize it. So he's Zion to me now. Absolutely lovely bloke. If you're on our socials, you saw that he kind of shared some of our stuff. So thanks a lot for your support, Zion. Fingers crossed. Yeah, he kind of felt like he was waiting for that call from Triple H.
Ooh, that'd be good.
He hasn't been doing much at the moment. He's just been kind of on NXT Level Up. And I know he's coming back here for a few weeks. So, you know, maybe he'll get the call soon, but it seems like that's what he's waiting for. And congrats as well to his partner, Harley Cameron, as she goes by. She had her AEW debut on Dark against Willow Nightingale. So, yeah, Zion
Fighting
Quinn.
Family.
Fighting family. Yeah, so congrats to them, and thanks for chatting with me. Absolutely lovely, bloke.
Just, I'll toot your horn as well, Dill. It was a great interview, mate. So pretty proud of you. Well done.
Thank you. Go and check it out. It's on KO. It's interesting. The Daniel Vito story. Now let's move on. AEW. Few returns here as well, mate.
Lots going on. I know we're talking news, but I was before we get to the card later on and stuff, I looked at the card and just went, there's so many people in AEW.
It's a big card.
So like, but even the card and then who's not on the card. And I just watching Rampage and Dynamite and stuff, I'm like, there's so many people. So many. It's hard to keep up with. I'm starting to, I don't know.
It's starting to feel like an overfilled roster, whereas WWE's kind of like, they could probably add a few people.
Yeah, it's weird.
We had Kenny Omega. He made his return for the trio tournament. Not looking 100%. Is that a work? Is it not a work?
I don't know. He didn't look good.
Like in the first match, he looked gassed. He didn't look great. I've kind of got this kind of wrestle chat group. I said, yeah, he's not looking great. And they're all like, it's a work. He's worked you for sure. If he has, he's done a great job. So hopefully we see a bit more. He did look, they ripped his shirt off in his match today, and he looked very pale compared to...
He just hasn't been out in the sun, mate. It's all right.
Yeah, he just hasn't had the fake tan going on.
The spray tan on, that's all it is.
We had CM Punk make his return to get beat in like 2 minutes by John Moxley.
It was literally 2.5 minutes, wasn't it?
Yep, Mox unified the title. Basically, he went down, he grabbed his foot. All the work, obviously. They're going to take on each other at All Out. But CM Punk making his return. But then we've got Thunder Rosa, who's now injured. And she's going to be another interim champion. There will be another interim champion, as she's out for a few months, which will be crowned at All Out.
Oh, yeah, the four-way match. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but I'm not a fan of Rosa anyway, so I don't really mind that she's gone. Is that bad to say? I don't know.
That's okay. I don't think a lot of people in the back are fans of Thunder Rosa either.
Well, we've heard that rumbling as well, so...
Now, one thing I'm pretty happy about, Motor City Machine Guns, they're going to debut for AEW at All Out. Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley.
You popped, didn't you?
I did pop. I did pop. Would I prefer them to be in the role of the face? Yeah, probably. But I'll take it. I'll take it. Their best days are behind them, but it's going to be 100%. Fun.
As soon as I heard it, I was watching it, and I just seen that, and I was like, oh, Dylan is going to pop for this.
Love some Motor City Machine Guns.
I haven't really seen much of them, so it'll be interesting to watch. Obviously, as you said, the best days are behind them, but still, they are a pretty amazing tag team. So
I feel like they innovated a lot of moves, which, kind of you see now with, like, the Bucks and
the
Lucha Brothers, just those awesome tag team moves. So be good to see. Eddie Kingston got suspended.
Yeah, is this legit? Is this a shoot or what?
I think this is legit. Yeah. So he had an altercation with Sammy Guevara in the back. Apparently just palmed his face. This is just reports that are coming out, but it did come out that he was suspended. He's, sent a few tweets about it, apologized, and now he's essentially on the pre-show card instead of the main card.
Well, there's no footage of it, is there? So
if
there was footage of it, it'd be... it'd be a work, but I mean, the fact that there's no footage or anything suggests that if they're going to do that, it's probably a shoot.
Yeah. I mean, not
massive trouble, but I mean, a little bit.
I could imagine he'd be a handful to deal with backstage. So
he just like, that he just lives that, like that role. Like he is who he is on the screen. Backstage.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Just a crazy maniacal bloke.
Now
like yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Now AEW Legal have sent a letter to WWE about alleged tampering.
Yes, stay away from our roster.
Talking to stars who are under contract. Now, it was alluded by Chris Jericho that it was him. There are reports that it's more than just one.
Well, the biggest name, or not the biggest name, but the one that I've heard the most is Malakai Black.
Well, there you go.
So, but obviously Jericho just wants to put himself in the spotlight.
No, Jericho loves putting himself over. Why not?
I love Jericho.
According to the Wrestling Observer, rumors MJF will be returning sooner rather than later. Do we see him at All Out, Benny?
Yeah, well, look, there is a Joker spot, let's not forget. He wins that, comes out after the match if Punk wins or if Mox wins and just goes, there you go. Give me the shot.
This just came to me. Okay. He wins the casino ladder match.
Yeah.
He gets his title shot whenever he wants.
Yeah.
Punk beats Mox.
Yeah.
It's a party in Chicago. MJF comes out, takes the title off him. MJF being showered with cans, whatever anyone can throw at him.
It'd be like
holds the title over Punk.
It'd be like the NWO when they first formed and just copped that much shit in the ring. That'd be so good.
Absolutely. That just came to me. We'll see.
Another
possible return soon, Samoa Joe. Now, he's been working on voicing video.
Are you reading my notes?
Yeah, possibly. He's been working on voicing. Is a video game character or a TV cartoon game, character? That's all done now. Time to come and, you know, defend that Ring of Honor television championship.
Come and do some work.
That's right. And we had another return today. W. Morrissey. Interesting name for Big Cass. But he returns and looks like he's going to be signing with Stokely Hathaway. Yeah. He looks like a beast.
Huge. Huge,
he's got an 8-pack, like.
But like, where was, like, you know, if they had the camera, they almost had to get like a different size camera just so that Stokely could get into the same screen as him if they wanted to show his face.
Yeah,
like, it's, he's a big man.
He came out and he took on the Wingman, which is four of them, and he came out and I was thinking, please bring Enzo out, please.
Yeah,
bring.
I was. Is he? Do you reckon he'll come back? Do you reckon anybody will bring him back?
He's, I don't think
much,
so.
Too much of a handful to work with.
I mean, he works independent dates, but he's I don't think he has it. Obviously, great on the mic, but perfect. Where he was perfect. You know, he can basically go in, get his ass beat, tag in the big man, and
they had the dynamic perfect. That was a great tag team. So
absolutely.
And then once they knocked him down at 205 Live and everything like that, and it just sort of didn't work for him as much.
Yeah.
He was still great on the mic. Still great on the mic, but yeah.
He's a rapper now as well, so.
Oh, aren't they all?
Aren't they all? Aren't we all? Yeah.
Find
my new rapper album coming out soon. Yeah, let's move on.
Of Dylan rapping, guys, so hit me up on socials and I'll send it to you.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Now, let's move on to some Impact news. We don't often have Impact news, but there is a bit going on. Eddie Edwards is going to take on Josh Alexander for the Impact World Championship at Bound for Glory. But it's more contract news that I'm talking about now. Gallows and Anderson's contracts were set to expire last week.
Mm.
Now, they are the tag team champions still. What that means, I don't know. Could WWE bring them back into the fold?
I can't see it. But, I mean, if AJ's got any pull.
With Triple H there. You know, I couldn't really see them joining the Judgment Day with Finn. But you never know. They could pop up anywhere, Gallows and Anderson. And at one of our own, Tennille Dashwood, a.k.a. Emma, a.k.a. Emelina.
Emelina.
her contract with Impact is done, and she is now a free agent. She tweeted the dictionary definition of free agent the other day. So where Emma or Tennille will pop up is anyone's guess.
Imagine they start doing Emelina vignettes on WWE. That'd be hilarious.
That would be a dead set joke.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Just to take the piss.
Triple H has got a good sense of humor. You know, maybe we'll see. and lastly, Kazuchika Okada, he won the G1 Climax tournament and he's now going to challenge whoever the IWGP champion is at Wrestle Kingdom in January. Currently, Jay White could change between now and then. That's still 4 months away. Congratulations to Okada.
Yeah, I don't think Jay White will drop the title. He could, but I mean, he hasn't had it for that long. I think that'd be a great match. So.
Well, he beat Okada for it, right? Yeah, so
they've got to do that. Like,
and a 4-month build, they got a bit of time.
Yeah, but they do it right. You know what I mean?
Like, they do.
Jay White will fight other people. Like, I think they just do it right over there.
So usually, when you win the G1 Climax, you've got to defend essentially the briefcase, the contract. But they've decided this year, because Okada's had such an amazing career, they're not going to make him defend it. He's just in the main event at Wrestle Kingdom. So
he deserves it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Benny, let's get into it. Clash at the Castle. Now, I usually hit you up with a bit of history, give you a bit of a test. Obviously, this is the first test, first Clash at the Castle, but I will hit you up with a little bit of a test.
92.
That was not my first question. That is an absolute gimme. So the last major stadium event in the UK, yes, was 92 SummerSlam. However,
oi,
there have been three different pay-per-view event series held in the UK. Can you name them?
Insurrection? They're right on the tip of my tongue, but nah.
Rebellion.
Oh, Rebellion, of course.
And then the tricky one is No Mercy was first held there in 1999.
There you go. What, the very first No Mercy?
The very first No Mercy in 99. Rebellion was 99 to 2002.
As soon as you said Rebellion, I can see the, like, the banner the of the Titan Tron. Yeah, I could just see it all. Like,
Insurrection was 2000 to 2003. Now, as I mentioned, the first pay-per-view held in England after that 92 SummerSlam was No Mercy. Can you tell me who was in the main event?
Of the very first 90. And what year was it?
1999.
Triple H. And?
It's three people.
Taker. And? Triple H, Taker, and The Big Show?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I thought he was gone by then. I thought it was just too past, like, for Stone Cold. But yeah,
he defeated Triple H and The Undertaker to retain the WWF Championship in an in an anything goes triple threat match. You did very well there. I mean, granted, there was probably about five people who are going to be. Well, I was thinking that
The Rock was gone. It could be Kane. That's why I just thought I'd throw Big Show in there just for fun.
Okay, here is a tough one for you. Out of all the pay per views held in the UK, including and since 1992, that's 11, including Clash at the Castle. Who has competed in the most?
Oh.
Jericho. It is a tie for first.
Oh. You'd have to think, okay, well, you've already had a Triple H answer, so now I'm worried because I know you love to trick me up here. But I'd probably say somebody like Jericho and Triple H.
The answer is actually Christian and Edge.
There you go.
They have both appeared eight times. Christian was the leader, if you don't consider Clash at the Castle.
Clash at the Castle, because it hasn't happened yet. Okay.
But Christian and Edge tied. Now, this, I will give you $1 million.
You heard it here first, folks.
If you can tell me who has the second most UK pay-per-view matches in WWE.
Funaki.
You weren't far off. It's Crash Holly with 7.
Yeah, I was just thinking one of those little... Oh, wow, you a little bit scared there, weren't you?
Okay, last one for you, Benny. What is the castle referred to in Clash at the Castle?
No,
bit of Welsh history here for you.
Nah.
It is Cardiff Castle, which is located a 10-minute walk from the stadium.
There you go.
There you go. Well done, Benny. That was pretty good. I almost lost $1 million. Thank God it wasn't Funaki.
I'll just take that belt behind you, mate. We'll
score there, mate. Okay. All right, let's get into the card. We've got six matches to go through. We'll start with what I'm wearing right here. Seth freaking Rollins versus Matt Riddle.
Matty Riddle.
Before we get into who we think is going to win, how about that promo on Raw?
There, yeah, good. Good, great.
Incredible that WWE went there.
Mm.
They had a good promo, they went at each other, and then they came back from the break and said, this is what happened during the break.
I think they've probably taken a little bit out of, like, AEW's, like, obviously, you know, the whole Christian Cage and Jungle Boy sort of storyline and stuff like that. Have they really pushed the envelope?
Absolutely. So but like, this stuff happened to Riddle.
Yeah, it's real life.
He got, you know, kind of caught, you know, doing some naughty stuff. His wife left him. They have a kid together.
Yeah.
Rollins just said, yeah, your wife left you, took your kid. And Riddle was swearing at him. It was, definitely pushing the boundaries for WWE.
When it hits close to home, that's what seems to happen. Like, it really, but people can relate. So that's why it was so good.
Yeah, absolutely. So got Rollins at $1.57, Riddle at $2.25. What say you, Benny?
Mate, I've gone with Rollins. I think Rollins has sort of taken a few too many losses in the last year, especially considering all the work that he did for Cody and everything else like that. I think it's time for him to get a big pay-per-view win, and he'll get over on Riddle.
I completely agree with you. He dropped three straight to Cody. Surely this is a make good for him.
Has to be.
It's going to elevate him kind of back into that world title picture. And, you know, if he wins sneakily, it doesn't hurt Riddle's stock at all.
No, not at all. And it could even lead to Randy coming back and challenging Rollins if he does do something, you know, sneakily or whatever else. So Randy can turn around and be like, well, I want Rollins now. So,
and, you know, it seems pretty personal now. Maybe we get three matches from Riddle and Rollins.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too bad either.
We'll take it.
Well, let's see how the first match goes. I mean, they're both pretty athletic, and we know Rollins always puts on a good match. So,
absolutely. We have a six-way tag match. Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka against Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky. You are shaking your head. Why are you shaking your head?
I'm just really disappointed in this whole build-up to this and this match. Like, just have Belair versus Bayley for the title. Like, I mean, I know you're probably saving it for something else, but it just sort of, a six women tag match for me just doesn't really.
With nothing on the line.
Yeah. Like, have Asuka and Alexa versus Io Sky and Dakota Kai, and then have Bayley and Belair fight each other. Yeah. I know they're probably building to that, but these two could have been the last two teams in the women's tag team title match, and that could have been on this card as well.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, both of those two can help them, and then they have their match later on in the night. Or, you know, Bayley does something to Bianca, and Bianca turns around and goes, fine, you want a title shot? Here's a title shot. Let's do it tonight. Pop, bang.
What leads you to think that they're building to this title match is Bayley's team is favorite to win at $1.33, Belair's team at $3. So, I mean, if you're going to lead up to this title match, have Bayley's team get the win.
Yeah, Bayley gets the win here so that Belair can win the title, keep the title.
And I agree with the odds. So I'm going with Bayley here too.
Well, I didn't even know the odds, but I've gone with Bayley's team. So yeah.
There you go. We then have a tag team match, the Judgment Day against Edge and Rey Mysterio. Now, the odds are Judgment Day, $1.57, Edge and Rey, $2.25. Dominic to join the Judgment Day, $1.72.
It's happening. This heel turn that I've been calling for over a year now, it's almost 2 years I've been calling for this. Dominic, it's happening. Judgment Day win.
If you say it's happening every pay-per-view, eventually it's going to happen. Right?
Exactly. Hey, law of averages suggests that I'm going to be right one day, so I'm calling it now.
So you like that $1.72?
I do like that $1.72, yeah. Well, actually, no, maybe not join them yet, but he'll... Oh, yeah, nah, yeah, do it.
Well, so you think Judgment Day is going to win with Dominic's help?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going with Edge and Ray here. With Dom not to join the Judgment Day yet.
Yes.
I think this is going to be a feel-good win at the stadium show. I know that's kind of old WWE booking, but I feel like that's what we're going to need, especially if we've got a Rollins win and a Bayley win already. Maybe this is one for the fans.
Just looking at the rest of the card, yeah, you're probably right that way. But you know what? Screw the fans. All the heels, baby. Let's go heelish.
All right. Intercontinental Championship match. We've got Gunther, the Ring of Yamal, against Sheamus. Now, Sheamus is aiming to become the first ever Ultimate Grand Slam champion. So he will have won all the titles on Raw and SmackDown. If he can win the IC title, which is the only title that's eluded him, technically, this has actually already been done by Edge, but Sheamus claims that because when Edge won the US title, it was during the WCW invasion, it was technically a WCW belt. It doesn't count. So a big one here for Sheamus, though the odds are Gunther, $1.22, Sheamus, $3.75. And I'm going with the money here. As much as I'd love to see Sheamus fulfill his destiny of becoming the ultimate Grand Slam champion, you know, Gunther's on the way up. A win against Sheamus is going to fill out his credentials, and it's another kind of old guy, you know, giving the young guys a bit of a step up.
I don't mind it. I agree with you. I think Gunther wins, but this is going to be a pretty bruising match. Like, you know, Gunther and those chops, Sheamus will get him on the cross and give him the chops as well. Their chests are going to be red as by the end of this match. I think it's going to be a pretty full-on brutal match. So I'm actually looking forward to it.
Do you think we're going to see Butch and Ridge and...
I think we will. I think there'll be something going on, but I think they'll get probably thrown out from ringside. Well, actually, just on that, is he still Butch?
So I'll alert people right now. Spoiler alert. SmackDown has already taken place this week. It was recorded straight after last week's SmackDown. The wrestlers will all be on their way to the UK, so won't be able to do it live. So it's happened already. Skip for the next minute if you don't want to find out what happens on SmackDown.
Go.
Butch comes out. He has a match. He's in his Pete Dunne gear.
Yeah.
His name on Twitter is now Pete Butch Dunne. So maybe we see a bit more Pete Dunne and a bit less Butch.
But I actually didn't mind the Butch character.
No, I don't. I think it's great. He's like, a little maniac.
Over the top, a little bit Tasmanian Devil kind of situation. Like it's a bit too far, but I actually liked it.
Yeah,
but yeah. Pete Dunne was also very good. You know,
absolutely.
So
he may get picked later on in our UK Island draft.
Maybe
we'll see. So I've got Gunther. You've got Gunther.
Yeah.
Moving on. SmackDown Women's Championship match: Liv Morgan, Shayna Baszler. We've seen Liv. She's been training with Riddle to become a submission magician. We've got Liv Morgan at $1.33, Baszler at $3, and $1.52 for Rousey to interfere.
Well, this is why I've gone Shayna to win, because Rousey will come out, do something to Liv, and then Shayna technically gets the victory.
I have the same result, but a little bit of a different theory behind it. So I think Baszler is going to win as well.
Yeah.
Now,
but she won't win the title.
I know this is big for me. I'm usually all about Team Liv.
You are.
I think she will win the title.
Wow.
I think having Baszler as champ against Rousey is far more compelling than having Liv as the champion.
I think so too. She's more believable in my eyes. They gave Liv the run. She's had the fun. But Shayna's more believable as a champion. And then they can bill it as Ronda and Shayna, like the ultimate fighting women. Like,
yeah, it's essentially going to be a UFC match.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. So I'm going to go with Baszler here.
Just is Charlotte anywhere still here yet?
She's lurking around. So I think Charlotte was actually paying $2.50 or something to show up. So not an odds on to show up, but yeah, it's still not too far off those odds.
Yep.
All right, Benny. It's the big one. The undisputed WWE Universal Championship match. Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre. Now, Drew got demolished by the Bloodline on last week's SmackDown.
How good was Sami Zayn in the background, though?
Sami Zayn is amazing.
He is part of the Bloodline. It's official.
Let's talk about Sami Zayn for a second, because on Raw, obviously, had this thing with the Bloodline and Kevin Owens. Are we leading to a Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens beating the Usos for the tag team title?
It seems that way, doesn't it? Because he obviously, couldn't help them, and then he didn't want to hit him with the chair, and it was just like, oh, what's going on?
I heard that theory a couple of weeks back before Owens even said anything, and I thought, God, I hope that happens. That will be amazing. That will put on a barn burner. Like Kevin Owens said, it's kind of gone, unnoticed lately, but Sami Zayn is one of the best in the business.
He's been killing it. He's really been killing it.
And he can wrestle. I mean, he's obviously been wrestling as a heel for quite a while, so you don't get to see, his skills that much. But
yeah,
that would be a cracker of a match.
I think that'd be an amazing match.
And I couldn't think of anyone else who could realistically take the titles from the Usos, except
the Profits have had a couple of shots, and the New Day aren't what they used to be.
No.
I think it'd be great.
Let's get back to this match. spoiler alert for SmackDown again this week. Actually, no, I won't say it. Watch SmackDown. Reigns $1.67, McIntyre $2.10. Now, I went back and looked through all the odds of all of Reigns' opponents. This is the shortest odds for any one of his opponents from his title reign.
Yeah.
There is also odds for undisputed champ at the end of the event. Reigns $1.57, McIntyre $2.30, Theory $4, and Theory's paying $1.83 to cash in at Clash at the Castle.
It would be a good way for them to get rid of him having the briefcase.
Yeah.
Cash it in and they just both beat the shit out of him and then that's it, he's gone.
Yeah.
I've gone with Drew to win. Whether he has both titles at the end of the night, whether he has one, is the big question. Do we see Heyman as well?
We have to, right?
Like, so this is the thing. Does Heyman just come out and go, no, it wasn't for that. It wasn't for both titles. It was only for one or something like that. Just throws in a little caveat somewhere in there or something like that.
It's in the contract Drew didn't read.
If Drew did win, he doesn't get both titles. He only gets one. And then that way it frees up one title on each brand again and just keeps it sort of... Because, you know, we all know Roman's not wrestling that much and I don't think Drew can have both titles. I just don't like that.
If it was a face who had the briefcase, you could say, okay, triple threat, first falls for this title, second falls for this title, but it doesn't really work with Theory. I've got the same as you. I think McIntyre's going over.
Yeah.
Like I said, shortest odds. Lesnar never even got that close.
As the show goes off,
this is Drew's moment.
As the show goes off, Drew's got the title, holding it above his head, you know, back in the UK, massive pop.
It's also it's payback for, you know, he's said many occasions that he carried them through the pandemic and he's not lying. He did. He
didn't get his WrestleMania moment because, you know, it was pandemic time. So they had to do it in front of the Thunderdome.
Yeah. This is Drew's moment. I'm with you.
At home. Yeah.
Right. We agreed on a lot in that one, Benny.
We've only got one different.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh no!
Means they're all going to be wrong.
It'll be a schmoz fest.
Okay, that is it for part one of our mega preview show. Make sure you tune into part two for our thoughts on All Out and to catch our best of the UK 3-count draft. See you in part two.